You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Well, Chelsea, the lines are out for week 13 in the National Football League. When you look at the slate here, what are some early lines that you like?
Yeah, I'm looking at a couple teaser spots because you know I love teasers. We've got the Cardinals at the Bears, the Cardinals 7.5-point road favorites. I think I will be teasing that down to 1.5 and combining that with, where did it go? I'll probably combine it with the Colts at the Texans. The Colts are 8.5-point favorites on the road at the Texans. If you do a 6-point teaser, you can get it down to 2.5. So that is my early lean for the week. I think the Cardinals, especially coming off, I believe they're coming off a bye week, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's a Cardinals team that's rested, and we should have Kyler Murray back for this one. And the Bears, like, am I supposed to believe in the Bears? Did you watch any of that game on Thanksgiving? It was absolutely terrible.
It was gross. I watched it because it was on. I mean, it's a classic. Bears, Lions, Thanksgiving, it's a tradition, but it wasn't the most entertaining of football games.
Yeah, and the announcers were talking about how good of a veteran quarterback Andy Dalton was, and then right on cue, he threw a pick in the end zone. So, I know he's a veteran guy, and maybe he's a step up over Justin Fields right now. Obviously, right. Justin Fields has the higher potential, but, like, let's not get too carried away. And this Cardinals team is one of the best teams in the NFL. I don't really care that they're going on the road. I think Cliff Kingsbury actually has a really good cover record on the road as a head coach. So I think he will have his team ready to go for this one.
Yeah, I think so as well. I will also say, looking to Thursday night, I was thinking about maybe laying it with the Cowboys, but that line has moved to New Orleans direction, and I feel like I'm getting suckered into what we saw from the Saints last time out when they got crushed by the Bills. I'm looking at a total. I rarely look at totals, but the total in this game is set at 47.5, and I sort of think the over might be the play here because that Dallas defense, while it's very good at creating turnovers, they're not necessarily a great defense. They're better than they were last year, but I think we're giving them too much credit. We saw the Raiders put up a lot of points on them. We know Dak, with his complement of weapons, can certainly score even against the Saints defense that is great against the run, but is not necessarily that strong in the secondary. So I think that might be one of my plays there. Another play that may be surprising, the Giants are getting 3 in Miami. And I know you think the Giants, yeah, they beat the Eagles, but Miami has won, what, 4 straight now? However, as a road dog, Danny Dimes is 11-4 against the number. This is a spot in which he generally thrives.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I don't think I'll be trusting the Giants, because if I have learned one thing in the NFL, it's to stop trusting bad teams. So I'm going to stay away from that one. But here's a line that I think will probably move. The Bengals at home laying 3 points to the Chargers. That looks like almost like a fishy line, right?
It looks real fishy. It screams Bengals, and that line seems way too short, which makes me think the other side is the right side.
But here's the thing about the Chargers. Their run defense is absolutely terrible. And you know who's been going off for the Bengals lately? Joe Mixon. Didn't he have 165 rush yards last game? Had 120 rush yards the game before?
He was awesome. Yeah.
So I don't see this matchup going well for the Chargers. Justin Herbert's a guy that obviously is a good quarterback, and maybe they can go shot for shot with this Bengals offense. But I don't trust the Chargers defense, especially against the run.
I'll look at the Chiefs game against the Broncos. Once again, I think there's value on the dog here. You can get Denver plus 10. Aren't we just once again overvaluing the Chiefs based on the fact that, yes, they're playing better football and they got that win against the Cowboys, and all of a sudden everyone loves the Chiefs again. They're going to win the Super Bowl. They're one of the best teams in the AFC. Yeah, they are one of the best teams, but do they deserve to be laying double digits against Denver? That line feels crazy high. And you know what? I bet people bet Kansas City.
You're right. And it's tempting to, because we know Kansas City, if their offense is clicking, can really, you know, get it going. But it's also a primetime game in which we have seen primetime underdogs really been really solid so far this season. Teddy Bridgewater is questionable for this one. And I remember Melvin Gordon got hurt last game. I don't think he's out for this one, but just something to monitor. Obviously, the injury report is really key at this time of the year, because some of those injuries start to mount. But sure. Yeah, 10 points seems way too big, especially in a division game.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.